The house will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Conference of Polk. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Pavan Knut, Minority Leaders Page from Oskaloosa.
Good morning. The prayer that I'm offering this morning is adapted from words offered by Sister Simone Campbell last year. As we gather today, let us remember that the very first paragraph of the scripture that informs the three Abrahamic traditions tells us the divine spirit breathed over the waters of chaos and brought forth a new creation. Encouraged by this promise, let us pray. Dear God, we live in uncertain times, times that can seem chaotic. During the days and weeks ahead, stir our hearts and minds that we might fight for a vision that is worthy of you and our call to honor the dignity of all your creation. A vision of who we are as a people, grounded in community and care for all. A vision that cares for our earth and heals the planet. A vision that ensures hungry people are fed and children are loved. God, breathe in us today a new resolve to work together to improve the lives of Iowans. A resolve grounded in healing, fearlessly based on truth, and living out of a shared responsibility for one another. In the name of all that is holy, bring out of this time of uncertainty and chaos a new creation of community that helps us realize the promise of your love and our commitment to all your children. With profound hope and gratitude, we say, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For all.
Thank you. Thank you.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction to bills.
House File 742 by Abdul Samad, a bill for an act relating to sexual abuse in the third degree.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 743 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act providing for the representation of adopted parents by a local public defender.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on a calendar.
House File 744 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act providing for training prohibiting and requirements related to the First Amendment rights of school districts and universities governed by the State Board of Regents.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on a calendar.
House File 745 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act providing for the exemption from tort liability arising from winter recreational activities on commercial properties.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on a calendar.
House File 746 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the statute of limitations for recovery from injury from a person or property from a licensed veterinarian.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 747 by Committee on Natural Resources, a bill for an act relating to the established season for hunting game birds on a preserve and making penalties applicable.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 748 by Committee on Labor, a bill for an act concerning private sector employees drug testing.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed on the calendar.
House File 749 by Committee on Natural Resources, a bill for an act creating a restore the outdoor projects to support vertical infrastructure projects by the Department of Natural Resources and making appropriations.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and placed, referred to the Committee on Appropriations. Are there announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winshittle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Good work on Funnel Week, everyone. Please pay attention to your emails. We will be distributing a blue calendar for Monday. Please look that over and be prepared. Next week, we're going to try and slot in more time for floor debate. Mr. Speaker, Republicans will caucus upon adjournment. And if there's no further business to come before the House at this time, I move the House adjourn until Friday, March 5th at 9 a.m.
Is there any other business to come before the body? Seeing none, you've all heard the motion by the representative from Harrison. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say no.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is adjourned.